page 87, task 2, discussion.
My friends and I have been thinking of establishing a startup abroad. We're brainstorming which European country to choose.
Wow, what a great idea. Wait a minute, it's just occurred to me that the World Bank ranks countries every year according to how easy they are to start and run a business. If I were you, I'd check that list.
Actually, I have. Singapore has been ranked first for several years now, hasn't it?
That's right. Unless I'm mistaken, 9 European countries are in the first 18 at the moment. You should choose from one of those.
That sounds like a good idea. Thanks. I'll run through that list again.
Speaking of startups, a friend of mine has just established one in Estonia. He said it was a piece of cake. It took him half an hour.
Are you pulling my leg? That's unbelievable.
Well, it's true. If you want to start a business there, you can do it online.
Really? Tell me about it. I'm dying to know.
Anything can be done online. You can easily apply for e-residency, then establish and register your business.
Well, frankly speaking, someone mentioned Estonia the other day, but I didn't take him seriously. No idea why. It's really high time for me to think out of the box, isn't it? By the way, Skype was started there too, wasn't it?
Exactly. Another famous one is TransferWise, which is specialized in low-cost online transfers. You see, over 15% of the GDP of Estonia comes from high-tech firms. They have a massive startup community, and even the government has their own startups. That's the e-government, and that's why they're called e-Estonia.
How clever. Just one more thing. My concern is that not only establishing, but also running the business should be easy and cheap. How about that?
Don't worry, I've got good news. You need neither a lawyer nor a notary public to establish and run your company. No capital is required for your startup. And guess what? Tax must only be paid if profit is taken out. No wonder Estonia has got the highest number of startups per capita in the world.